Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice and Injustice 2. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening. Booyah!
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Thursday, so we're going to talk a little bit of history. Tonight, actually, debuts The Disaster Artist, newest one from James Franco and company. And I am super excited about it. I have tickets to go see it at 7 o'clock at my local Alamo Draft House. And I just can't wait. I think it's going to be great. But today, I thought we'd look a little bit at the film that inspired the book that inspired the film, if you followed that. The Room. So The Room was a movie that came out in 2003. It was written, directed, produced, and starring Tommy Wiseau. Now, a lot of people say this is like the worst movie, one of the worst movies ever made. And they're not wrong, but we'll look at some things about it. So what little plot there is in this movie, there's a lot of subplots that never go anywhere, or sometimes are mentioned one time and then you never see them again. But you have two friends, Johnny and Mark, and Mark is played by Greg Sestero, and then there's Lisa, who is Juliet Daniel, and Johnny is Tommy Wiseau. Now, Johnny and Lisa are engaged, but Lisa has feelings for Mark and cheats on Tommy with Mark. But other stuff happens. It's one of those, to try and describe it all, it just makes it even worse and sounds like you're rambling. But that's the main plot of the film and kind of the main thing that we see go on in it. Now, the other stuff, you know, whether it be with drugs or cancer or anything like that, it's because, you know, Tommy Wiseau said, you know, it's real life. It's what was stuff that was going on. And so it's there. The way this got started was Tommy wrote The Room as a play back in 2001. And then he adapted it into a book that, surprise, never got published and nobody wanted. So then he said, you know what, I'm going to make a film, big Hollywood-style film, and I'm going to do everything myself to have complete control over it. And I think it's not only so that way he would have complete control on it, but nobody else wanted anything to do with it, so he had to do that. Now, he had a lot of money. You know, if you know anything about movies, you know they cost a lot of money, and nobody really knows where Tommy got his money. Some people say from clothing, some people say he was a real estate guy, others say he was just like independently wealthy. I've heard some interesting theories that he was actually D.W. Cooper, the guy who robbed the plane and, you know, jumped out in the woods and nobody ever found, and that's where he got all his money. I don't know. In my mind, it's kind of a combination of all of them, because to this day, he's just like, oh, well, yeah, whatever. And they go to, so yeah, just remember he has a lot of money. So when they decide to make this movie, general Hollywood rule is you rent your cameras. You pick out, you know, if you want the film camera, the digital camera, you rent them. When you're done, you return them because they're ridiculously expensive. Well, Tommy, wanting to make, you know, a real Hollywood movie, he paid full price for a film camera and a digital camera because he wanted to be the first director to shoot side by side with both of them. So you can imagine what kind of train wreck that was. And even then, they only ended up using the film footage in the movie. It was crazy trying to do something like that. As far as casting, he was trying to do normal casting and then also get friends involved and everything. And everybody just had a not so great time on the set of this, even his close friend, Greg Sestero. And that, you know, a lot of the behind the scenes stuff really adds to the understanding, I guess, of who Tommy Wiseau was and how he was, you know, maybe a little out there. Just, I mean, not one to judge, so not going to say he's crazy or anything, but definitely a little out there, a little strange. And, I mean, even you look at his script, it had to go through on-set rewrites with the cast, like, kind of ad-libbing stuff, which he didn't like, but he wrote a bunch of just random long monologues that didn't help the story of what little story there was. People had catchphrases, like Tommy, almost every time he showed up, he'd say, "Oh, hi." And that's just strange. I didn't know this. I never realized it. It's kind of like when you, to go to the other end of the spectrum, when you watch Fight Club and realize they never say Ed Norton's name. They never, for as much as Tommy and Lisa are engaged, they never say fiance or future husband, future wife, anything like that. And that's kind of strange that they would not use those easy words. So yeah, the script was just a mess, plain and simple. And even at one point, he was debating of making Tommy a vampire because he liked vampires and wanted to see a car fly. That's the thought process that went into this. It's absolutely crazy filmmaking. I'm not saying Tommy's crazy, but what he did and how he got there and everything is just so unconventional. And yeah, but you know, he ended up, he made the movie. It took him about 6 months to shoot, and again, just trying to make a big Hollywood movie. Instead of shooting on location, he built sets and used green screen and CG to make these scenes that were super, like alley scenes or rooftop scenes, stuff that they could have easily shot, but he wanted to do it like Hollywood does. And I don't know, more power to him. But if nothing else, you can say the guy, he made a movie. You know, not many people can say that they have written, produced, directed, and starred in their own movie. It's, like I said, an interesting movie. I don't think it's necessarily the worst movie of all time. Tommy has gone out and said that he intended it as a comedy, and he wants it to be a parody of all the serious drama and everything like that. So it's kind of developed into that Rocky Horror Picture Show style where they do midnight screenings and people laugh and have fun. And it's an enjoyable movie. You know, going there, like I said, with the Rocky Horror Picture or Mystery Science Theater 3000 aspect of it, and you'll enjoy it. But after that, go check out The Disaster Artist. It's going to be great. I'm super excited about it. Tomorrow we'll have our full review. And let me know if you're going to see it or if you've seen The Room and what you think about The Room. You can let us know here on SoundCloud or on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. If you want to talk to me directly, you can email me, thenightnerd@outlook.com, or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to all of those. While you're on the network, make sure you're checking out Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, our brother show over there doing some great and fun stuff. And whatever format you're listening to us on, if you can, you know, like, share, subscribe, comment, that not only helps other people find us, but it helps us do cool contests and cool prizes and things like that. So that's going to be it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.